Today on Bruce Springsteen Sings the Alphabet, this land is your land. Hey everybody, welcome to Bruce Springsteen Sings the Alphabet. It's a podcast where we talk about every Bruce Springsteen song in alphabetical order, one by one. My name's Rob Carmack. Right over there, that's J.B. Clark. On his
land. Hey, I'm right over here.
You stay on your land, I'll stay on my land.
Oh, I don't think that's the point.
No, yeah, this is definitely this land is your land. You stay on your land, I'll stay on my land.
Though I have lately been singing, this land is your land, that land is your, this land is my land, that land is your land. whenever people get into fights with me about politics.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. This is a very political song, for sure.
So, oh, for sure. Can I jump forward just a little bit?
Please, by all means.
Let me jump forward a little bit. And just, this is the intro. This is how Bruce, and he introduces the song in different ways. But when he sang at the Nassau Coliseum in, I don't have the year in front of me. I thought I did. I don't have it. Anyway, the recording that I currently am listening to at the Nassau Coliseum, he says, there's this book out right now. It's called Woody Guthrie's A Life. It's by this fella, Joe Klein. And it's really a great book. And this song was originally written as an angry song, as an answer to Irving Berlin, who wrote God Bless America. And this song was written as an answer to that song. And it's about one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
Yeah, anyway. That's a good jump ahead. And we'll talk more about this in a minute, but I did not realize. I mean, I've known this song forever. This is an American standard at this point, yes. Right? I did not realize that this song was a direct rebuttal to another song that I also know. You know, like in my mind, however old you are when you start like hearing these songs, like I don't know, like kindergarten year old mind. This Land is Your Land and God Bless America are cut from the same cloth. And I did not realize until we started researching for this that not only are they not cut from the same cloth, this song is a rebuttal to God Bless America. That is fascinating. So let's back up a little bit. This song, the reason we're talking about this song is because there was an official release of this song. In 1986, Bruce released Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band Live 1975 to 85. It's this massive 5-disc box set of live stuff. So just spanning the first 10 years of, like, not the first 10 years, I guess, starting with the Born to Run tour, spanning up into the Born in the USA tour. And this is a whole other conversation. You could probably, I think it would be easy to sort of trace Bruce's entire career as before this box set and after this box set, you know, like,
yeah.
Because after this box set, you have Tunnel of Love, you have the breakup of the E Street Band, you have a lot of the stuff, like basically a lot of fans felt like Bruce was kind of in the wilderness for a little while. And so, and this box set sort of sits right in the middle at the dividing line between those two points in time. So, the box set in and of itself is sort of an interesting artifact because of that thing. But this song was a song that Bruce was doing, you know, during those early tours. I think I want to say he was doing it a lot during the River tour.
He did.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I definitely have a version of it from the River tour from 1980.
He did a ton during the River tour.
Okay, that makes sense. So, and as you said, the song was written by Woody Guthrie in 1940. And in 2002, this song was one of the 50 recordings that was chosen that year by the Library of Congress to be added to the National Recording Registry. So it really is like, it's a staple of folk Americana at this point. And this song
it's one of those songs that we learn in school at the same time we learn God Bless America.
That's exactly what I was saying earlier. Like, yeah, you never think about differentiating this song from that song because, like, I mean, and God Bless America, like, I grew up in a Baptist church, and God Bless America is in the Baptist hymnal. Like, that's how seriously people take that song. And I always just sort of conflated these two songs. Like, I never really saw the difference between them until learning more about this exact thing. And this song's been covered, and I should have known based on, like, who has covered this song. Other covers of the song have been done by Bob Dylan, the Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Counting Crows, Tom Morello. Like, these are not bands that are, like, these are not the same bands or artists that would cover God Bless America. You know, like, that should have been a major tip-off for me.
I think that Jim James does a good version of it, too.
Oh, I've not heard his version, but I'm sure that's good.
Oh, he might... No, that I think the one on the there's a North Face commercial that I don't know if Woody Guthrie or Jim James's weird version of it.
Mm.
There's a North Face commercial that has the song in it that the first time I saw it, I cried. And like I'm a marketer, but I'm not like super into capitalism. And so when I see like a folk song used to sell goods, I'm normally not like, oh yeah, cool. But just these vistas of the American land and this song. And then there's this scene where like a farmer has a no trespassing sign and some hikers walk up to it. And there's like a good number of skin colors in the commercial. And there's like this great moment where the farmer, you know, is kind of like, I'm sorry. And then they talk for a minute and then he opens his, you know, his barbed wire fence, his gate, and they walk through because this land is your land.
Yeah. Well, which is funny because we'll talk about this in a bit, but there's a hidden verse of the original version of the song that is pretty much what you just described.
Yeah, that verse is in this commercial.
Okay.
And with the sign that says no trespassing.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, we're kind of all over the place. But, okay, so the most recent like you said, Bruce was playing this a lot during the River Tour. The most recent performance of this song was June the 3rd, 2013, in Milan, Italy. It's super interesting that Bruce was playing international shows and was like, I think this is where I'm going to bring out This Land Is Your Land. You know, because, yeah, like, this is such an overtly American song. But, yeah, I guess people in Milan, Italy really wanted to hear this. So that's the most recent performance.
It's for everybody, man. This song's for Europe as much. This song is for people who live in England.
From the Redwood
right
Forest
now,
to the New York Island. Yeah.
Yeah, but this song is, the song is for people who live in England right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it's this land is like this world is everyone's,
right? So that was the most recent performance. Is there much to talk about here musically?
It's guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's This Land Is Your Land. Like, this is, again,
the version on the live album is like an electric guitar, mm-hmm, strummed electric guitar and some nice harmonica, and it's like lightly strummed guitar, and I love it because he's strumming the guitar during that sort of monologue at the beginning.
Yeah.
And you can go look at just a million different versions of that monologue, but he strums his guitar during it and like kind of almost nervously. I just love the way he talks about it. Well, it's this book by this fellow Joe Klein, and it's a really great book, you know, like it's really seems unplanned and pretty. Like, he does it a lot over and over, but it also feels very sort of, it feels unplanned. It feels very genuine.
Well, and that's part of, as Bruce describes in the Broadway show, that's part of his magic trick. He can stand up, yeah, in front of a different crowd every single night and say pretty much the exact same words, but make it feel like he's just sort of riffing, you know? Like, it's incredibly well thought out and practiced and planned, but he's so natural. And he's so disarming when he's talking or when he's on stage that it does feel like he's just telling you this thing that just came into his mind, you know?
Yeah. It's like my wife said when she was watching that, and my wife, who does not by any means ever say any curse words, said, damn, this guy's a really good storyteller.
Yeah, he is one of the greatest storytellers who ever has lived, I would argue.
Yeah.
So let's roll into the lyrics, but I think what would help us maybe is if before we read the lyrics to this song, first, we need to look at the lyrics to the song God Bless America, because this song is what happens when Irving Berlin and Woody Guthrie get into pretty much a folk version of a rap battle. And they start offering, I guess, not quite diss tracks, but like, this is a, you know, like, This Land Is Your Land would not exist had Woody Guthrie not been so burned up by God Bless America. So, yeah. So let's look at God Bless America. Let's turn in our Baptist hymnal to page whatever the hell it is. So it says, this is the lyrics to God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. So at face value, you look at that and you're like, I can't imagine what could be controversial about that. But it's the individual nature of it, right? It's my home sweet home. And
yeah,
the idea that God has only blessed America now that the white man has taken it from whoever had it before us, you know, and
yeah,
it's the notion that it was not previously blessed until I committed until my ancestors committed a little light genocide, and now it's mine. You know, and now God has blessed it because it's my home, sweet home, and not anybody else's. So it's the individualistic sort of nature of it. And the idea that we could take it from somebody and that God would bless us in that endeavor. So I'm guessing I've not read much of what Woody Guthrie actually physically, like, you know, literally said about it. Is there more that I'm missing that must have gotten under his skin?
I don't know. But I did just Google Irving Berlin politics.
Irving Berlin also did wrote the musical White Christmas, which, you know, a little racist.
He did have an interfaith marriage.
What was, like, a Methodist and a Baptist?
They were both white. He fell in love with a Roman Catholic debutante.
So interfaith in the world of Irving Berlin is when a Protestant marries a Catholic.
It was like the 40s, you know, sure, or whatever, 20s. He wrote a lot of patriotic World War One and Two songs. I think he was Jewish, actually. I'm not finding a lot about his politics.
That's probably fine. I don't know that it matters. Like, I mean, really, because, I mean, Woody Guthrie's responding. I mean, I guess it would probably fill out a little bit. I don't know if Woody Guthrie ever, like, had a conversation with Irving Berlin about all this.
Yeah, he was Jewish, and she was Roman Catholic.
Okay, well, that is a genuine, like,
yeah, it's interfaith.
Interfaith.
He was from Russia. He was a well thought of composer. He did a lot of Broadway ragtime kind of stuff.
Right, like White Christmas.
Yeah, like White Christmas. And yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
He was well off.
So you have sort of this song that, again, has been included in Baptist hymnals all across the U.S. And Woody Guthrie doesn't like it. And so he decides he's going to write a response to this song. And the response was, "This land is your land." So let's now take a look at the lyrics to "This Land is Your Land." So it says, "While I rode that ribbon highway, I saw above me in the endless skyway."
We should say that these are the lyrics from the Bruce Springsteen Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band live 75 to 85.
Yeah, I said that at the beginning.
Sorry. Well, like the lyrics specifically. We've talked about
Woody Guthrie. Like as differentiated from like the original Woody Guthrie lyrics.
Yeah, and Bruce has sung them differently too. Sure. And he has been on compilations of it, but these lyrics are specifically from that recording.
Yes. Then it says, "I saw below me the golden valley. This land was made for you and me." So that's the differentiation. That's the argument. Because in God Bless America, it says, "God Bless America, my home sweet home." Right. As in, like, it belongs to me. And that's the thing that makes it, quote, blessed. And hashtag blessed. And the rebuttal is, "This land was made for you and me." It is more communal than individualistic. So then it says, "I've roamed and rambled and followed my footsteps through the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was calling, this land was made for you and me." Then this land is your, this is the chorus. "This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me." And then, "Well, the sun came shining and I was strolling through wheat fields waving and dust clouds rolling. And a voice was sounding as the fog was lifting, saying, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island." So it does the chorus again. So yeah, that's the rebuttal. Irving Berlin says, "God bless America, my home sweet home."
My home sweet home.
And Woody Guthrie says, "This land was made for you and me."
Yeah.
In other words, it doesn't belong to us. We share the space. So yeah, it's a battle of individualism versus like the common good.
I like that he said to "was made."
Oh yeah.
Instead of "exists," because it's even more, I think it's a little bit like a nice little lyrical jab.
Oh yeah.
In this folk rap battle.
Yeah, the implication, of course, being like Woody Guthrie is not trying to make a non-theistic argument. What he's saying is, like, you have misunderstood the nature of this God. You would say that, like, this land is blessed because I am here, and I think what Woody Guthrie is saying, this land can be blessed because we are here, because we share.
Well, I think it's even bigger than that. I think that Irving is saying, Creator, bless this land that I call my home.
Yeah,
is what Woody Guthrie would say that Irving was saying.
Sure,
I have not read I better ring enough to know what he I read on the air a minute ago.
I was going
to
say, you have his Wikipedia page right in front of you. What else do you need?
There's not a lot politically there. There's just a ton about his productions. But what Woody is saying is the creator made this land. Yeah. Like, what more do you want? It is blessed. And it was blessed for you and for me. And I think that implies for everyone. And yeah. I really love that sentiment. Like, it's like when my wife, whenever we're backing out of the driveway, my wife's like, be careful. And my kid's in the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the Irving Berlin version. My version is I'm backing out of the driveway with my family in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am being, you know what I mean? Like, care has already been taken. And so that's sort of that's what he's saying is like, God made this land. What do you want? Like, what? This land is blessed. Have you seen it? We're all here. This is beautiful. It is blessed.
Mm, yeah. So, and I think that is borne out by the verse that Bruce does not include, which is, I'll just read this. I think this verse, the private property verse, Woody Guthrie did not officially release this verse either. So this is just a verse that has existed from the original songwriting of the song. So the verse is, there was a big high wall. I'm sorry. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me, which feels relevant. There was a big high wall there.
That seems pretty 1940s to me.
I know for sure. This is a thing that no longer is a problem for anyone. There's a big high wall there that tried to stop me. Sign was painted. It said private property, but on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. In other words, if you're standing on one side of the sign, it's telling you where the private property is. But if you go to the other side of the sign, nothing. It doesn't say anything because the land, like a person cannot own the land. You know, like you can have sort of occupancy over it. You can have rights to certain spaces in it, I guess, if people have drawn those lines in such ways. But Woody Guthrie is trying to say, like, no, it doesn't belong to anyone. This land, it was made for us, but it doesn't belong to us. Like, it is, you know what I mean? It is not a thing that can be possessed. It is a thing that can be enjoyed and can be shared, but not fully owned or possessed. And which, again, this is a very relevant conversation that we're having right now in the public space, which is like who gets to be on what parts of the land. And I think Woody Guthrie would say, like, what a stupid question. You know, this land was made for us, for all of us.
Yeah.
And we are less. We are less who we are supposed to be when we refuse to share it. So that's interesting. Like that this was among composers and folk singers, there was, you know, like 70 years ago, 60, 70 years ago, there was already a major debate about who has the right to occupy this space, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess that's been one of the major conversations or one of the major points of contention since the very beginning, like literally since day one of the U.S., right? Like we took this land away from people. And that's the thing we always conveniently forget about our ancestors, which is,
and are still taking it away from them.
Exactly. Yeah. We continue to find new ways to disenfranchise and to break treaties. But like the reason we celebrate Thanksgiving is because like there exactly one time in all of human history has a foreign group of people entered this land and taken it from its occupants, and we celebrate it once a year on Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know, like it only happened once, and we continue to benefit from it. So
we celebrate how nice they were to us, and that they helped us grow corn because we were all gonna die. And then when we didn't, we killed them all.
The pilgrim cartoons always stop just before the smallpox blankets are handed out.
Yeah,
that's
or just chopping off of hands because they weren't Christian.
Yeah.
Rape of women, pillaging of lands, all the way up until 2017, when we just broke an international treaty with a sovereign nation and
because we wanted to get
pipeline on their land
because we wanted oil faster.
We wanted to go faster.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway, knowing that this is Woody Guthrie like pushing against the God Bless America notion makes me like this song a lot more than I ever did. You know,
I always love this song, sort of the most out of the folk songs about America. And I don't know, I love it. I love it more now than ever. But I've always just really cherished it because it's it's simple. It back to what we were talking about the other day. Like it's just it is such a simple declaration of the right thing.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's interesting that Bruce was doing this in 1980 because Bruce didn't become political until Born in the USA. Not overtly, at least. You know, like.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that this is 4 years earlier and he's on the River Tour, which is, I mean, the River Tour is not a politically motivated, like the River album is not a political album. And Bruce is until up to this point, Bruce has really never made an overtly political album.
And yet the River though is where politics of the day and just like hardworking American sentiment began to clash. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, then that's the thing, like
days when politicians begin to, I guess when the public realized the politicians didn't always have what was best in mind and politicians realized they could game the system and that's when that began to clash.
Well, I was going to say that like during the River Tour in 1980, the biggest thing happening in the country was that Ronald Reagan was running for president.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that that's when he decided to start doing this song and including that, like the intro that you read earlier, the idea that this was a reaction against another similar sort of notion, or the notion that God bless America, which one of the things that Reagan did was he borrowed Nixon's Southern strategy and tried to kind of co-opt the religious, the early beginnings of the religious right. And so,
and not to praise Reagan or to derail this podcast, but there's this great episode of Alpha House, which is a show, Amazon's early attempts to make their own original programming. It's awesome. It's got John Goodman. It's incredible. It's two seasons, but there's this episode where all these junior Republican senators are at this fundraising dinner and they hire a Reagan impersonator. And this guy's just standing at the podium while they're eating dinner, reading Reagan quotes. And they're about like public welfare and, you know, helping your fellow, your common man. And there's all these tiny moments where just all the guys in the room are just like, who is this guy? What is he talking about? You know, like all these guys who campaign on being Reagan Republicans are like, what is this garbage? Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because like, I don't know, Reagan was by no means what I would consider, you know, the candidate that I'm rooting for, even these guys call themselves the Party of Reagan, and like he was pushing for even more than we're even giving now as far as just like helping the fellow man, like that's we're so far from that right now.
Yeah, compared to who's in power right now, Reagan had a pretty liberal, quote unquote liberal point of view on immigration in comparison to who's in charge at the moment.
Well, and just like when I was a kid, what I was taught about like being a Texan and being a Southerner and being a Christian and about Reagan were not like what is happening. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not the world we live in now. Those things were those things that I was taught are very much the reason I'm a Democrat now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. like I am a Southern, I am a 270 pound beer, like Miller Lite drinking Mississippian with a Texas registered Cattlemen's Association cattle brand tattooed on me. I should not be grown up in a family, like my dad was a Baptist deacon. Like and everything they taught me, we have all decided they ended up now being modern day Democrat. You know what I'm saying? It's like all the stuff that we learned today about like what America is or who we are or who we should have been. Like those are made up. That is all made up in the last, I mean, I'm 30 years old. This is not, these new ideals are not like the way things have always been. These are not the olden days. Like the olden days were very much, and I'm not saying like, yeah, the 60s were awful, but I'm saying like these ideas are like reaching out to your fellow man and helping them. That was the ideal. And so I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
right on, man.
That's not what this song's about. We just got there.
We sure did. Well, how many ribbon highways would you give this song?
Oh man, I was hoping you were gonna like say something else and we're gonna get somewhere and it wasn't just gonna be like, oh yeah, JB, the last thing he said was that he's a 270 pound Miller Lite drinking Mississippian who should be a Republican.
You're gonna say all of it again?
I yell it all the time. It's true. Like the raisin, I should be, you know, people are like, don't forget your raisin. Oh, I remember it. My parents raised me to follow a Jewish socialist. Anyways, mm-hmm. Politics.
Politics.
I get fired up when we get into these old folk songs. All right, so here's where I'm at.
All right.
Do you want to give me your rating first? Can you? I went first last week. Last time. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Or you wait on mine?
No.
You wait on mine.
I'm fine to do it now.
Do it. Okay. Give me yours.
I'm a 3.
You're a 3?
Yeah.
I am a 4.
All right. Cool.
If we're talking about Woody Guthrie's song, I'm a 5.
Yeah.
A 5.5 on Woody Guthrie's song.
This is Woody Guthrie Sings the Alphabet.
Yeah, it's a cover. It's a cover. So, you know, and I've given some covers 5s and I've taken some, you know, 5 back from a cover before. I'm a 4, I think.
Yeah.
It's an incredible, I mean, it is a 5-star song, but it is not a Bruce Springsteen 5-star song.
Yeah. And by comparison,
played so many times by him, specifically on the River Tour so many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of his like myth, you know? And so I think it has to be acknowledged, I guess. So that's where my 4 is. I'm sorry.
That's
carry
fine.
On. I've been talking over you for 3 minutes.
I was going to say about 3 years now. But 3 minutes. No, I'm just joking. I was going to say by comparison, I give God Bless America a 1. So like we're, you know, I think this is I like the song a lot more now that I know what I know about it. But it's still at the end of the day, it's still This Land Is Your Land, which I've heard a billion times and, you know, have all these associations with it that aren't necessarily fair. But, you know, that's part of growing up in America. But whatever. I'm a 3. I could take it or leave it. Like I'm fine with it when it comes around on the box set. But I've never once in my life thought to myself like, ooh, I should put on Bruce's version of This Land Is Your Land. You know, like that's not a thought I've ever had. So
yeah, that makes sense.
I think 3 is about right. So yeah, man. All right. Well, this has been fun, been good, been educational. Nice to get into some some
American history.
Absolutely. Yeah. The next song on the list is the song This Life. So that's what we'll be doing next. Anything, any parting shots, anything we need to make note of before we sign off, JB?
No, I don't think so. Other than if you enjoy the podcast and you want to support it, you can do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/Springsteen. And there's a couple of different, there's multiple ways to support with lots of rewards. You can come on the show. You can be a part of our conversations about the songs. You can just get an email from us, you know. And if you want some merch, t-shirt, mugs, you can get that at alphabeticalspringsteen.com. Click on the shop button. And this month, is this going to be released in February?
Yeah, probably.
This month, if it is still February, we are giving all of our donations from Patreon to No Kid Hungry. We normally give half of them to No Kid Hungry because we believe that supporting those who do not have as much as us is very important, specifically the kids, because we think that it is very important to make sure these kids are nourished, educated, and given an opportunity, a shot at the American dream, even though we talk about how much of a sham it is. This month we're giving all of it because – with the holidays, with the government shutdown, food banks are really in a lot of need right now. They're trying to restock. So 100% of the proceeds from February go to No Kid Hungry. Otherwise, if you give after February, it is half the proceeds will go. And the other half will go to, you know, paying for the website, paying for the microphones, paying for, you know, whatever else, the website. I already said the website. There's not a ton of expenses.
But, no, you know, it's a pretty cheap operation we've got running here.
We're bragging about it even. So, internet. Anyway, if you like it, you know, you can give. If you can't give, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That helps us out. That moves us to the top. You can leave us a good review. We'll talk about it on the air. You can leave us a bad review. We'll talk about it on the air. we don't want a bad review. But
we will not talk about a bad review on the air.
We have made fun of bad reviews before.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you send us a mean email, we'll...
And you can holler at us on Twitter. I am Letters Clark. Rob is Rob Carmack. And you can shoot us an email. I think there's a form on the website. I don't remember the email address off the top of my head. So
yeah, you can go to the contact page.
Yeah. We want to hear from you. And thank you so much for being a part of this and for listening. We love doing this. We love Bruce Springsteen. We love that you guys love Bruce Springsteen. Hell, we love you guys. Have a great week. And if you're feeling super protective of your stuff, just remember, This land is your land, but this land is also my land and everyone else's land, so let's share our land.
Remember that the back of the sign doesn't say nothing.
The back of the sign doesn't say no trespassing. It's just a white blank sign.
Yep. So we'll be back later this week. Oh, no. What day is today? Yeah, we'll be back next week. Sorry. We'll be back next week with the song This Life. So everybody have a good one.